Morning Show with Anna DeBlasis right here, 720 WGN. Here he is, the man of the moment, Chef Mike. He's the most important man in this building at any given time. I don't care who's on the ice. I don't care who's on the floor. Mm-hmm. I don't care who's on the stage. If you get in here and you can't get fed, that ain't going to work.
No one would be happy.
Right.
No, they'd probably be looking for Chef Mike.
Yeah. Yeah. What happened to him?
And how many people you feed again per night here at the United Center?
It's over 20,000.
20,000 people. See?
Yeah. So now I just want to say that I was thinking about you the other night. I was at another stadium.
Okay.
In town where there might have been some rain and some people piling in the concourse and
some bathroom problems
and a lot of bathroom problems but that's not the food issue.
No.
They put a bunch of new food stands in the place. And so I thought, all right, I'm going to try this because I want to see, I want to do a little spy work for Chef Mike. And I want to figure out if there's somebody out here who's doing something we should know about at the United Center.
Mm-hmm.
So I find this one stand that's got a specialty kind of sausage. So I go, and they're offering three different sausages. And I'm looking at it, I'm like, oh, man, there's the one, like, beef and cheddar. I'm like, that's, right up my alley, perfect. I get up after a 20-minute wait to get to the stand, and there's only, 10 people in front. So it was like,
two minutes
per customer is a long time, one would imagine. That you'd have customers literally down to Halsted Street if you did it like that here, right?
Right.
So I get up, and they're like, oh, no, sorry, we're out of that. It'll be 15 to 20 minutes. And then there's a guy who's showing up with the frozen ones. He's like opening them up and like dropping them out. And then they ask the guy how long. He goes, what are you asking me for? So I had that experience. And then I said, well, what about the other one? And they go, no, we don't have it. They only had one left. Right?
Oh,
and
gosh.
It was like, now I know that when you have like a bunch of people in the concourse for a long period of time for whatever reason, that's the sort of thing that can happen. But that's the kind of thing when you have a well-run organization. I know it's their first night out, but still, it's like, that's the kind of stuff you've got to be very careful about, right?
You have to. If you're not in the know, there's a lot of planning that goes on for a game. We have historical information. I've been here for 8 years, so it goes back even more than 8 years of the time of the game, the day of the week of the game, who were we playing, what was the weather outside. So we look at all that information when we go into it. So hopefully it gives us a good idea to base off of what we think we're going to do that night in sales.
Like, give us an example of something that would help predict what's going to happen at the game or what you might be serving.
Well, like for hockey, if it's an original 16, middle of the week, we're going to be packed. People are going to get here early because they know it's going to be busy getting in.
Right, and they want to wear the sweaters for those teams or see the sweaters for those teams. Yeah.
Yeah, so we're busy right off. If it's a bobblehead night, they're lining up.
Watch out. You get trampled.
But we'll get hit early, so there's no flow. It's kind of boom, all at once, and you have to be ready for that. So we talk about that in meetings. With the games now for Blackhawks, there's two-hour doors. So that'll help a little bit with the flow of people coming in.
As opposed to 90 minutes normally. Doors open 90 minutes before a game. Now it's going to be 2 hours for a puck drop.
Yeah, and so it does come into that, even the weather, because if it's bad outside, it's going to take people a little longer to get here. So going into that ahead of time, you can react a little better. Baseball is really hard, though, when you have a rain delay and now you have 40,000 people.
I didn't say it was baseball. Did I say it was baseball?
Wow.
I didn't say what it was. I'm just saying.
You gave a few clues.
I'm just saying. That's what it was. And they were all stuck in the concourse, and they got to fix the bathrooms here, too. But it was interesting to watch because the flow in here and how you do what you do. When I go to other stadiums now, I have a complete respect
for
what it takes to make thing work.
It feels so effortless here. Just like it's all there, and you you don't wait, and you have great food, and the experience is just amazing.
Yeah, it's a team effort. It's the back of the house, the front of the house, everyone working together. It's the building. How many points of sale do you have? How many stands do you have? And that's important, too. That helps with that as well.
Yeah.
It's that speed of service, getting people in and out of line. Here it's so important. People want to see the national anthem. Right?
That's so true.
Yeah, and we have to do everything we can in the restaurants and other areas to make sure we're getting things out good quality, great tasting, but fast.
Right.
And we engineer menus that way.
So let's talk about the atrium that's open just to the east of the stadium. For people who are coming here, the weather's not going to be terrible today. But there is going to be some people I would imagine want to go in there and see what that's like if they're coming to the stadium for the first time since that's been built. And you've got some food choices in there, and there's like a pop-up store, right?
Yeah, there's a retail pop-up store. We're doing Connie's Pizza as well as a couple Big Star Tacos. Mm. And, of course, some alcoholic beverages. Mm.
What? Oh, yeah. I'm shocked to hear that, Mike. Shocked to hear that. High margins. So people can go and they can congregate in there, right?
Yes. Well, that's still where the Michael Jordan statue is. It now houses the ticket office. And soon, coming online this summer, will be the retail shop.
Mm-hmm. And is there going to be a restaurant in there, too?
I don't know that yet.
Okay. All right.
There might be. I mean,
I don't know.
We heard that.
When I ask him questions like this, the one thing about Chef Mike, he is a Marine.
He doesn't say it.
He answers it always like he's being interrogated by
exactly.
the enemy.
Like, so right? What's in that super secret drink that the players drink again?
I don't
that
know
green
what
one,
I don't
Chef
know what you're
Mike?
Talking about. You
wait,
can do anything you want to me, and there's nothing you're going to be able to do. And it's like, all right, come on.
No, he won't give it up. He will not give it up. Try as we might.
Waterboarding.
1-9-7-5-6-5-6-7-6.
What's that?
My social security number. When you're in the military, that's your ID number. That's all you give.
That's all you give. Yeah. Well,
we don't give it anymore now because then you'd be afraid they're going to be stealing your identity.
Well, that's true. We didn't have those problems in the 80s.
You know what's interesting, though? It's how the food already is so great at the United Center. You know, hands down, amazing. But then you even up the game and things change. During the playoffs, and you were telling us even each level of the playoffs as they proceed changes.
Yeah, we look at the first round, and it's kind of, okay, now we're going to ease into this, and if we get lucky and we start to move on, and we really got to step up our game because now you're getting into second round and conference finals and maybe Stanley Cups, and, you know, those are the special events. That's what you work for. You know, We're kind of like the players. You know, we go through that 82-game season, but we're really waiting for the playoffs. We're really waiting for that time of year. You're excited. You get re-energized. You have some breaks in between the games, too, so that gives you time to sit back and think and say, okay, what can we really do that someone's not going to expect this year?
And you have double duty, though, because now the Bulls just made the playoffs. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'll have 3 games in a row next week.
Yeah. So it's crazy.
Busy.
So, well, that's, again... That's a happy problem to have here.
Right? Yes, it is. We won't complain.
Exactly what everybody wants, and it would be great if they were able to go a couple rounds deep. I have very high expectations for this particular hockey team, though, because there's a special feeling around them that I've had a few other times, and I've got that sort of spidey sense. Last season, I kind of got the sense that that they weren't going to be able to repeat. I thought they were going to go further than the first round, but I wasn't all that optimistic. But this team, for some reason, it's got all the right ingredients. So, you know,
it's exciting.
I think you're going to be here, and this is so true because for the Stanley Cup Finals, I know I'm ahead of myself. I just jinxed something, I'm sure.
No,
but,
I don't.
But they do. You guys do. Yeah, I mean, roll out stuff. That is just the highest end stuff, you know, all over the stadium for people, you know, who are coming in, no matter where you are, whether you're on the main concourse or you're in, you know, the suites or you're in some of the specialty restaurants here. It's really great stuff.
Yeah, we look at just the experience. How can we make that experience great? Because it's already the Stanley Cup. Mm-hmm. So we don't focus mainly so much on are we going to make money? What is going to make someone walk away and say, wow, what did I just have at the United Center during a Stanley Cup or an NBA Finals? They'll remember, and it'll hopefully bring them back.
Because it's all gravy at that point, right? Once you get to the Stanley Cup Finals, everything's paid for at that point.
Can you give us an idea, a taste of something that is going to wow or you think that will?
Well, for the first round, we're going to do, out of wood grain, we're going to do a Panzerotti, which is wood grain's version of a Chicago calzone. So it's kind of fold over pizza, but we're going to do this one with a little slow roasted 16-hour beef brisket with some peppers and onions, and of course there'll be a 4 cheese for people. We're coming out with a family style Sicilian pizza from Connie's.
It'll
feed a family of 4 that you can purchase.
That's a good idea.
Just see how that goes. Again, it's, you know, something that, you know.
So
it's going to look
a big
cool.
Box.
Yeah.
So it's in a big box, and you walk around the big box behind a table.
Yeah, we'll cut it in 8 squares, and
squares. Oh, I love it's important that. To yeah. do squares. It's Chicago. Yeah. Hey, what are you doing for Easter? What are you cooking Easter? Or what are you doing?
I am not. I got the news yesterday that my mother-in-law's having Easter at her house, and I was very excited about that.
Oh, good. You did thrilled. Thanksgiving, didn't you?
I did Thanksgiving.
Mm. See, I always wonder, like, what's it like for the major holidays at Chef Mike's house? The cooking that must go on.
I can only imagine. Yeah.
So. If it wasn't Easter and it's Sunday and it's nice, Chef Mike would try to find a golf course to be on. He won't worry about eating.
That's exactly what I'm going to be doing, actually, on Sunday, is finding a golf course.
You might see each other.
Yeah. All right. Chef, thank you very much. Appreciate
You're welcome.
It. It's always great to have you. If you're coming to the United Center tonight, there are plenty of food options for you. And check out the wood grain, because that's going to be that's something special right there. That's my tip for tonight.